That does not sound comfortable at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. No, it does not. Hey, it is 722 time for What's Bugging You. Here's those numbers again for you. 877-975-9825. 877-W-SKY-TALK. Love to know what is bugging you. Yes, it can be political here on this segment of the Bob Rose Show. I've got one to kick off the show. So I mentioned this earlier in the last hour, and I mentioned it to you. So yesterday was a beautiful morning.
It really was.
It did bug me that somebody forgot I was off, and they were texting me at 6:21. I had my alarm set for 7:30. I probably would have woke up anyway because I get up at 3 in the morning anyway. I can't sleep late. Anyway, so I was up. Okay, got my coffee. Step outside about 7.
Mm-hmm.
Cool breeze. Low humidity. Temperature's nice.
You feel like the weather is breaking.
Yes, it's that fake Florida fall that bugs us. Because, psych! And then I hear it. The birds singing. And then one of my neighbors about 3 doors down mowing their lawn. At 7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, he's got stuff to do on Labor Day.
No, common courtesy. You don't mow your lawn at 7 o'clock in the morning in a subdivision. Now, I've mentioned it to Bob, and I've mentioned it on the show. Didn't hear at 4 o'clock on my way here. I'll drive by, you know, little shopping centers, the bank or whatever, and they've got their crews out there with headlights and helmet lights and everything on. They're mowing at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because they've got a lot to do. But they're not in a neighborhood. They're in an office complex or whatever. But
okay.
In a neighborhood? I mean, is that okay? And if you don't think so, I would like to know, you could, you know, chime in if this does bug you, what time is proper? In my mind, it's 8. So I went out, started doing some hedge trimming, didn't do the loud stuff until later.
Right.
To me, it's 8 o'clock.
I think 9 o'clock.
Nine is even better.
9 on a holiday or a weekend.
See,
yeah.
I can't even argue that. All right, let's see what is bugging you this morning. And... whoa, Wayne, sounds like you're standing on an aircraft carrier there. What's bugging you this morning? Oh, Wayne.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. What's
hey,
up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's bugging me is, first of all, have you noticed that the earth is tilted? You can see that the sun is not as bright white as what it is during the summertime, which indicates to me hunting season is coming. Anyways, what's bugging me is... Mondani the Commie, everybody's talking about how much weight he was lifting and everything. But as an avid, someone who lifted a lot of weights, that if you look at the plates on there,
yep.
Those were 35-pound plates, not 45-pound plates.
Oh.
So he struggled with 105 pounds, not 115 pounds.
Oh, that is funny. Because you know we just kind of made the presumption of what they were and probably didn't look as close as maybe we should have. That is even funnier. Okay. Hey, let's see. We got that. Is line 3 ready there for you?
Hold on.
Don't push that. There you go. New phone system. And I'm watching Nick go all over the phone looking for the right button because I just had to learn it last week. Mike, what's bugging you this morning?
That's one bug.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's bugging you?
Right. What bugs me is $7 or $8 iced coffee going way too quick.
Oh.
Way too quick.
You
That's
know,
what bothers me.
And that is a funny thing you say, because I very rarely do the whole Frappuccino thing. I do my mocha. I don't go for fancy coffees with too many syllables for me to even pronounce, but I love a mocha because I love chocolate and I love coffee.
Right.
You know, and caffeine is the Christian drug of choice.
Okay.
A little whipped cream on top. But you're right. In the summer, if I order a Frappuccino instead, it's like I've driven through and I'm on with my way to where I'm going and it's gone before I get there. For some reason, it does, I guess because it's cold and not hot.
Yeah.
Maybe we drink it faster. Something warm, we kind of like, we savor.
And then there's,
and, you know, little, he's right.
Little breeze that came in yesterday,
yes.
And it feels a little nicer, and
yep.
It's pumpkin latte time.
Are you one of those?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good.
But
I knew. Oh, I'm so tired of hearing about pumpkin spice, although...
Uh-huh.
Halloween is soon because I saw The whole Spirit Halloween places are starting to open.
Oh, there you go.
They're moving in already.
You want to know what bugs me?
Nick, I'm glad you asked.
So I went to I haven't done this in ages, and I was in the North Carolina mountains this weekend.
Yeah.
And went
tough
to
life.
There's a drive-in. There's an actual real live drive-in.
It's not been turned into a mall.
It's a fantastic drive-in. I mean, a great place. It's clean. They got a wonderful, there's a whole car hop
service.
This
sounds like things that make you smile.
It's spectacular. But folks don't know how to do it. And today's cars, you can't shut your lights off. It's like a big enterprise. They've got a guy they've hired a guy, okay? Their mall cop guy?
Yeah.
Their mall cop guy is, he's on a golf cart.
Oh, no.
And he's got like masking tape, masking tape.
No.
To help turn off interior lights. And he is well versed on the latest lights. But nobody knows how to turn the lights off in their car. It was a pain.
That is hilarious. I would not have thought about that. Hey, 728, thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Hey, don't forget, just about 30 minutes away, 8:05 this morning. Yeah, the chief from UPD, Chief Knowles, in studio right here on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3 The Sky.